we don't normally shine a light on city projects. And it's not because we don't want to. It's just normally we don't know in advance what's going on. But there is a project that's taking place in North St. Catharines. And it's on a what would be a city arterial road, not a regional arterial road. That it's a collector road, if you will. It's not an arterial road, but it's a collector road. It's called Parnell Road. And it is going through a design phase. And there is a public meeting tomorrow. And it includes closing part of the road that's at Walker's Creek. And I bring it up because it is a major transportation undertaking, but also it would be a major shift in the ability for cars to move in this area. And so I reached out to the deputy mayor of City of St. Catharines and also a Grantham Ward city councillor who's been on council for a number of terms now, Councillor Bill Phillips. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Walter. How are you doing?
Good. And this is your neck of the woods. Now, I just want to be up front. As a councillor, you can't make a decision currently on this project because it's during the public consultation phase. But I just wanted to get from your perspective sort of how we got to where we are, the process that is going to be undertaken, because I've heard it, councillor, already. There's a lot of people who are concerned about the project. So better to get the information out now and how they can get involved rather than, as you know, getting to a situation where there's 60 people packed into the council chambers because, quote, they weren't aware something was going to go on.
And that's exactly correct. To go back a bit, Parnell Road needed to be at the least resurfaced. Now, this is not all of Parnell Road. It's going from Vine Street down to Niagara. Like a lot of the roads throughout St. Catharines, it's getting to be in rough shape, and it needed to be resurfaced without a doubt. The city went, and we have a consultant, if you want, who has put together three or four different plans that our residents will be able to view tomorrow night between 5 and 7, I believe, at Grantham Lions. And I really, really encourage the residents in that area, in the Bradman, Richelieu area, to get out and to see what the prospective projects look like so that they can give their views. I guarantee you that no decision has been made by anyone. We had a very brief meeting, Councillor Dodge and myself and some city staff members, to give us an idea of what was going to be available for viewing and last week. And now it's going to be the turn of the residents to give their opinions on it. So that's the way it goes. It goes everything from basically repaving it the way it is with curbs and gutters to other projects. To put in bike lanes, to going all the way to actually shutting off Parnell Road at the crossing of Walker's Creek and turning that into a pedestrian walkway so that people can cross there safely, which, I'll be honest with you, again, as I'll turn myself into a resident rather than a councillor right now, I'm concerned with, because, as you know, being a North Ender yourself, there's Port Weller, Assumption, Prince Philip, Dalewood, St. James, and all along that route. And to me, that's by shutting off Parnell, it's going to create significant traffic congestion going through neighborhoods in Bradman and Richelieu. Personally, I don't like that option myself.
Right, and it's one of those things. You're not supposed to put out your opinion this early into the process, counselor. You're supposed to be like, I've got to listen to all these sides.
I turned myself from a counselor to a resident, so I thought I was okay there.
Yeah, I get it.
Anyway, I know I wasn't supposed to do that, but take me the integrity commissioner if you want.
I just wanted to point out, because I was going to point out, like, you've got Prince Philip, you've got Assumption, you got Parnell, and you got the Grantham Lines, which has soccer fields and a baseball diamond. And the reason why I point that out is because Parnell is, by default, a connection point all the way to the Welland Canal Parkway. And, you know, you've been involved in the Rank and Run for countless years. I've been involved in Rank and Run. Like, when you even get that volume of people coming into something like the Grantham Lions Park, they use different ways to get down there. And people, that road is a well-traveled road. And, you know, it's well-traveled for kids. The one thing I always thought it was missing was the bike lanes. And the reason being is you want more and more kids to feel safe riding their bikes to places like Assumption or Port Weller or Prince Philip. And currently on a road like that, I don't believe, and I haven't been on that road in a while, but I don't think they have bike lanes.
No, they don't. No.
And so
that's one of the projects that they're suggesting is the additional bike lanes. Also, if you remember, Walter, there's a townhouse project on the north side of Parnell that has limited parking, and quite often you'll see anywhere 10 to 15 cars parked on the north side of Parnell Road, which is like overflow parking. Where those people will go if you shut off or if you restrict parking on that side, they're going to end up parking in the Richelieu area or down Bradnam, and which is going to me, it's going to cause a lot of traffic going down those two roads, which is going to, you know, it's going to be a long way around to get to the schools. And as you know, the quickest way to between two points is a straight line.
Yeah, and these projects, they do become complex because you're trying to balance the active transportation, the cycling infrastructure, the pedestrian safety, and at the same time, you know, what's the best design for the roadway when it comes to vehicle traffic. And one of the other questions that I've had from a texter is, why don't they have buses on a road like that that takes you through and past schools and amenities like Port Weller and Assumption? And is this road not designed for having things like a bus route on it?
I don't think so. I'm not sure. I'm not a traffic manager. You'd have to talk to, I guess, Mr. Appleby, who's our manager of transportation. But I don't think that road is going to be wide enough. There aren't any pullouts where buses can actually pull off the road to get into it closer to the sidewalk. Obviously, there's bus routes going down Lakeshore and down Vine, but I don't believe that there's buses going down Parnell.
Okay, and those are the kind of questions that you get at a public house, and that's why I wanted to bring it up from the texter. Is public?
There's been concerns about speeding on
right.
Parnell too, and you know, I suggested at the meeting that we had last week, okay, if speeding is an issue, and at the crossing of where Walker's Creek is, number one, put some crossing lines down. If you need to on the road, put a couple of speed bumps close to that area so that cars have to slow down before they, you know, before they get to that crossing. Or you could it'd probably be cheaper to put a PXL, which is a pedestrian crossing light, as you know, the one we
right.
when you were mayor, we put one on Vine Street. It would be cheaper to put one there than to probably do what they're planning on doing and closing the road down. But I mean, I'm all for bike lanes. I think bike lanes are a necessity in the city without a doubt. But also we have the flow of traffic is also very important.
Flow of traffic, and it's also what happens when class is in and when parents are picking up or when kids are being dropped off and kids are being picked up. I know when you really look around schools these days, and back in the day when you went to school, Counselor Phillips, I'm sure you had to walk both ways uphill. When I went to school, I just had to walk uphill once. So now it seems like kids are being dropped off. Even kids that should be walking to school get dropped off. And it makes for a traffic chaos when you go to these schools.
And I know, I don't know about the other schools, but I know with Prince Philip, I was vice principal there at one time. It was a K-6 school, reasonably small, but now they have kindergarten, it's kindergarten to grade 8. It's a big school.
Yeah,
and when you drive by there during, you know, quarter 8 or quarter 9 in the morning or at 3:15, it is a real traffic jam as it is now. And it's by restricting traffic on Parnell, you're certainly not going to reduce the number of cars on the road. but you're going to make people drive, if you want to go the environmental route, you're going to be making people drive longer ways to pick up their kids. And, you know, that's a concern. And I think one of the projects, too, indicated that some trees would have to come down, and I'm not sure about that, where they are. But that's also a concern.
So just for the public, people who may not have been to an open house before, I know you've been to your fair share. You probably lost count how many open houses you've been to. But what can people expect at an open house? I know, you know, as a counselor, you would be there, but you're not there to address the audience. What can people expect at this open house tomorrow?
Yeah, and I do plan to attend for sure. And for residents that go there, I don't believe there's going to be a presentation as such, but there will be presentation boards where people will be able to go around and look at the different suggestions, if you want, of the projects, and there'll be staff members there to answer questions. And people will sign their names in, and they can voice their opinions at that time. And staff will get hopefully a flavor of the preferences of the residences at that time, and then make a decision.
And this is why it's important, right? These public houses, open houses, are there for the public to be informed about the project. They can provide their feedback. It then goes into a larger report, and then it comes to council at some point where you'll still have the feedback from the audience. So it's good that the public does come out. It's tomorrow at the Grantham Lions Club on Niagara Street, 5 to 7 p.m. And you can also go to the city's website, Engage STC, Parnell Road Reconstruction, and you can actually post below the open house piece. You can post your questions as well. And it seems like the city staff are doing a good job of getting back to people. So really come a long way, counselor, from the days when you first got on council to today, where there's a lot more points to engage. So you can either use online, you can be in person. There's different ways that you can engage on projects like this.
That's correct. I mean, we don't want the residents to say, wow, I didn't know anything about this. Well, you know, you have, as you correctly pointed out during your term too, we try to make it as, if you want, transparent as possible, so people are invited to give their views and go online and give their views. And it's difficult to get the message out in the city because we don't have a TV station and a more limited number of people who are getting the newspaper. So we try to do this and try and get people to get as engaged as possible.
All right. Well, looks like you got your your schedule for tomorrow, 5 to 7 at the Grantham Lions Club. Deputy Mayor Bill Phillips, always a pleasure to touch base with you, and I'm sure we'll be talking again soon.
Thank you, Walter. Be well.
You take care. That was Grantham City Councilor from St. Catharines, Bill Phillips, also deputy mayor, talking about the open house for Parnell Road Reconstruction. If you want more information, just check out Parnell Road Reconstruction under engagestc.ca.